Hello, folks. This is Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Pastor Brandon Live. Good evening, everyone. I am your host, Pastor Brandon. I am coming to you from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with a very special edition of the Pastor Brandon Live. It's good to be here this evening. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to tell you what, God has been good. And God is always good, amen? And I'm going to tell you something. There is only one God in heaven. His name is Jesus Christ, and he's on the throne. And he is the only God that we serve and worship, amen? There is no other God but Jesus Christ. There is no other, there is no king but King Jesus, amen? And so it is good to be here. Please keep, we're going to start off with some prayer requests. And actually, I want to kind of get into some news. If that's okay, I want to kind of get into some news really quick here. I like to go to, here we go. I like to go to Drudge Report just because they, you know, it. I mean, they seem to be a very reliable source. But with any news report, you always want to be kind of cautious, and you just want to you just got to be careful what you see, because some of it can be fake and phony. And we know that the lamestream media, does nothing but lie. And yes, I call them lamestream media because they are lame. That's a Anyways, so they're lame. The lamestream media is lame. And I think all these lame news outlets should be just completely shut down, right? Just, we should just go back to the old way of how they actually did the news, where there is honesty and not corruption, amen. but here's the thing. Let's take a look at some things here. Boy, I don't know if there's anything newsworthy right now. Well, actually, I don't know. I mean, newsworthy, I don't know, that's kind of a bad word. Let's see. I don't know. Is there anything really worth sharing? Anyways, we'll come back to that. I want to go ahead and do some prayer requests. Please pray for a fellow sister. We have a fellow sister in the Lord who, please pray for her and her mother. Her mother is not doing too well, so keep her in prayer. Please keep, our sister in prayer for strength, and pray that God's will be done in the situation. I'm not going to explain what it is, really not going to get into detail, but please pray for this sister, okay? Like us and like all of us, she needs prayer, amen? We all need prayer. And I want to, if we can go ahead and if there's a, we got a fellow brother who, if we can pray for him and his family, his unsaved family members, please pray for his ex-wife's salvation. Please pray for his ministry. He's got a ministry that he is currently doing that he feels led to do. So pray for him on that. Pray that he won't get discouraged. And I'm going to tell you something. I know how easy it is to get discouraged, okay? I know how easy it is. There's times I get discouraged. I even got discouraged recently, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm telling you what. That's why we've got brothers and sisters to pray for us, amen? So please pray for the brother. Please pray for a fellow sister, for her salvation for her father. Please pray for Brother Joey. Please pray for him, and please, he gets pain every day, and so please pray that God will comfort him, that he will, that God will comfort him, and that, you know, that he, that the pain will, you know, not be as severe, you know what I'm saying? He's got to live with that. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, I just can't wrap the reality around that, you know? So let's continue to keep him in prayer. I know Brother Ryan. Most of you, some of you might know who Brother Ryan is. He actually appreciates the prayer. So please pray for him and his ministry. I'm going to tell you something. The last video he did, that darn piece of trash named the devil, Satan, just wanted to butcher his video. So just, you know, there are times that, you know, it's just, I mean, there are times when a person preaches, the devil just gets at, you know what I'm saying? So please pray for Brother Ryan and his ministry. Pray for his videos. He needs your prayer, because I'm going to tell you something. I tell you what, he preaches things that not a whole lot of people like. So he was trying to, you know, and the thing is, he needs our prayers. His videos need prayer. He needs prayer. I need prayer. We all need prayer. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something, brother Ryan is a very good brother. And I'm going to tell you something. He's a good friend. Okay. He's a good friend. Okay. And I love him. He's a good brother, and I appreciate him. I appreciate his family. I know Brother Ryan personally. I know his family, and he's just got a wonderful family. And I'm going to tell you something. There are things that God lays on his heart to preach that devil don't like. You know, devil don't like me. I mean, the devil don't like preachers that preach the word of God. Amen? And Brother Ryan preaches the word of God, and he preaches the whole counsel of God. So I want you to keep Brother Ryan in prayer. Brother Ryan, if you're watching this, or if you're going to watch this, listen, I commend you for serving the Lord. I commend you for willing to be used of God, and just being willing to just let God use you according to his purpose. And listen, brother, I love you. I'm praying for you. You pray for me. And brother, I hope you don't mind me mentioning you. I know that I mentioned that last time. It doesn't seem like you had an issue with it. You never really brought anything up. So, and you actually seem to very much appreciated that. So, Brother Ryan, I love you. You're my brother. And you know, I do what I can to support you, and I know you support me with watching my videos at times when you do get a chance. I know you're busy. We're all busy. But brother, God bless you, and I love you, all right? I'll be praying for you as well. Please pray for me, my videos, my ministry, and for God's will to be done. There is a fellow sister a fellow sister in the UK. Won't mention her name. Pray for salvation for family. And there is another prayer request for a fellow sister. I won't mention where or what or any of that. Just she needs prayer for, I'm going to guess family. A relative. Okay, so pray for this particular sister. Pray for her prayer request. I'm not going to mention it to you. It is an unspoken request. I'm going to leave it that way because I don't want to get in trouble. So anyways, I want to try to be respectful as much as I can towards others. Amen. We need to, you know, I don't want to cross any lines with people. So I just want to let you know, just pray for those people. Amen. That's about it for prayer requests. Let's see here. I want to go back to Judge Report here. I know nothing's changed, but I just want to quickly take a look. Oh, that's interesting. Trump undecided on emergency declaration for border. That is interesting. Senate Democrats block legislation to press GOP on shutdown. Let's see. How declaring a national emergency could help Trump with border wall. There is talk that Trump could declare a national emergency to get the funds to build the wall. I don't know much about it, so I'm not gonna comment on that. But if you got any comments on that, please feel free to share them and stuff like that. Oh, by the way, if you've got prayer requests, please feel free to share them at the bottom, and I'll if you want me to mention it to you, mention it, then please do so. Let's see here. Okay, we're gonna get into the topic of the day. But before I do, actually no, I'm gonna save that for another time. I've got something that I just gotta share. I want to share with you, but I really want to kind of get into the topic of the day. The topic of the day. Drum roll, please. Hang on a second. Do I have the drum roll button? Do I have a drum roll button on here? I think I do, but it's not. It doesn't matter. Okay. So the topic of the day. The title of the message is, get ready for it, The Jesuit Order Exposed. Going to talk about the Jesuit Order. Why the Jesuit Order is actually quite damaging to our nation. And even our founding fathers, they may or may not have been born again, but they knew how bad the Jesuits were. I mean, they knew that the Jesuits could not be trusted and they shouldn't even be here. And if they all, and one actually predicted that if the U.S. were to fall, it would be by the subtlety of the Jesuits. And actually, we're going to get into quotations towards the end of the message. Not now. I'm going to start with who the founder was. A little briefly about the founder, who the founder was. Going to get into the Jesuit Oath. I'm going to actually briefly talk about leadership in the U.S. Capitol who are possible Jesuit operatives. And then we'll get into the quotes. So yeah, we'll go ahead and get started. Let me see here. I want to start off with a Bible verse. I got to remember what it was. Let's see here. There was a Bible verse. Let's see. I'm going to pull up my Pure Bible Search software. Actually, I'm going to pull it up on my phone too if I can. Let's see here. There is a verse I want to get into. Let's see here. Wonder if it's in, let's see, it's in the New Testament. And let's see. God a service. Let's see if I'm going to type that in and see if that works. I can't remember. That's not it. That's not it. Not it. I'm sorry about that. Somebody was calling me. let me. I gotta find it here. Let's see. I'm gonna type in think. That's interesting. There's 61 occurrences of the word think. Interesting, isn't it? Oh, I found it. Yes. Okay. I want to start off with this verse because I think this verse fits really well with the Jesuit order. Okay? If you have your authorized King James Bibles, the very thing that Catholicism absolutely hates and forbids people to read. And by the way, the King James Bible is the only one that I will ever teach and preach out of, and no one's going to tell me otherwise. Okay? King James Bible is the only one I'm going to use. So turn with me to John chapter 16, verse 2. John 16. John chapter 16. I gotta find it here. Oh, I'm in John. I just gotta find 16. John chapter 16. I wanted to be sure to look it up in the Bible and as well. John chapter 16, verse 2. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. Amen. And we see that the Jesuits are a military order. They are not a religious order. They are a military order. Okay? And we're going to actually get into that too, because I'm going to get into some quotations. Now, here's the thing. Okay? The last two videos I did were about Roman Catholicism. And one of them in which I've had two people. I've had at least two people that I'm aware of tell me that I am hateful towards other religions, that I'm a jerk, that I don't know what I'm talking about, and that I'm uneducated. Okay? This is why the joke is on them. Because the stuff that I was mentioning were of books. I was mentioning books that I had and was reading out of the books that I had. So if they want to call me uneducated and stupid and not respectful, call those the people who wrote the books, call them that. Tell them and be mad at them. Why? Because I'm not the one who wrote those books. I'm just telling you by the source. I'm going to tell you right now. Listen, I'm not trying to be mean. Okay? But with stuff like this, I'm not going to be nice about it. I'm going to tell it as it is. And if anybody has an issue with how I preach, if anybody has complaints because I'm telling lies, okay, if I really am telling lies, and God's going to correct me on that, but if I'm really telling you the truth and you think I'm telling lies, that issue is you and you have a heart issue. Why? Because you think that you're holier than thou, and you think that you would never ever do that, when in fact, the very thing that you say you weren't going to do, you just did. We call that hypocrisy. So if anybody has an issue with me teaching the word, fine. Have an issue about it. I don't care. You know why? Because God has my back. God has my back. I have one Father. That is God the Father. And I'm going to tell you something. If people want to bash me for what I'm teaching and thinking that I'm some heretic or a false prophet, I won't be surprised by it. I won't be surprised if I'm preaching something that people don't want to hear, and if I'm truly preaching truth, and if people want to call me a false prophet, so be it. It is better to listen to God than to listen to man. All I did in my Catholicism video was to point out the flaws and the secret dark things that Roman Catholicism has. And to show you that Roman Catholicism ain't Christian. And by the way, I'm still standing on my position. Why? Because the Jesuit order come from the Vatican. They come from the Roman Catholicism. Because the founder was a Roman Catholic. The Jesuits are basically the Vatican's SS. They're the equivalent. How Hitler had his SS to go around and doing nonsense. The Jesuits are basically the Vatican SS. They are the Vatican military, is what they are. And they're trained to infiltrate and to use war tactics and to kill. If you don't believe me, I'm gonna show you proof. I'm gonna give you proof of what that is. Amen. So the theme verse, John 16, verse 2. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God a service. And as we go through, you're going to find out that that verse does apply to the Jesuits. Because if you don't know who the Jesuits are, okay, they're called the Society of Jesus. That's what it is. Okay, but it's not our Jesus. It's not the Jesus Christ of the Bible. Okay, it's that other Jesus that they're killing for. You know why? Because God does not kill. Our God brings life. Can I get an amen from God's people on that? Our God is not the God of the dead, but the living. Amen. So let's go ahead and get started. The Jesuits, the founder, Ignatius of Loyola. Okay. Ignatius of Loyola was born in 1491. Okay. And it was born in Loyola, Castile, Spain. Okay. He's a Spaniard. Okay. Ignatius Loyola of Loyola was in Spain. He was Spanish. Okay. He's a Roman Catholic. He died on July 31st, 1556 in Rome, Italy. He was canonized on March 12th, 1622. Became a Spanish theologian. And Ignatius was one of the most influential figures in the Catholic Reformation, which means he is a Roman Catholic. Ignatius of Loyola was a Roman Catholic. Okay? And he founded the Society of Jesus, or known as the Jesuits, in Paris in 1534. Okay, that's according to the Encyclopedia Britannica. Okay, I'm just to show that I'm not making it up. Here, let me just. Hi, look at that. I know you can't read that, but listen, that's where I'm getting it from. I'll be putting these sources on this video so that you could take a look for yourself to see whether if I'm just blowing smoke through my teeth. Okay. I have to apologize for the lighting. One of my lights burnt out, so pray for me on that. Okay. So, Ignatius of Loyola was a Roman Catholic, and he had founded the Jesuits. Okay. Now that's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, the Jesuits are murderers. And if you don't like hearing that, I'm sorry, I can't help you. You tell God you don't like to hear that. Because no matter, I'm going to tell you something, whether people like to hear this or not, I am going to tell people the truth and expose who the Jesuits are, whether they like it or not. If they don't like the way I preach, take it up with God and tell him you don't like it. I'm serious. I'm not going, and by the way, everything I'm going to mention here, I am not going to apologize for. I repeat, I will not apologize for it. The Jesuits are cold-blooded murderers, and I'm going to show you exactly what I mean by that. I'm not going to apologize for that. Okay? Founding of the Jesuit Order. The final period of Loyola's life was spent in Rome, or its or its vicinity. In 1539, the companions decided to form a permanent union, adding a vow of obedience to a superior elect by themselves to the vows of poverty, chastity, obedience to the Roman pontiff. Folks, the Jesuits are loyal to El Papa, or now Pope Francis, the fascist pope. That's who they respond to. They also respond to the black pope, which is the Jesuit general. So I don't want to hear people tell me that, oh, well, the Jesuits are not part of the Roman Catholic Church. You are dead wrong. The Jesuits are an extension of the Roman Catholic Church. They are the military of the Roman Catholic Church. And they've been trained to kill and steal for the Pope. Which, by the way, Jesuits and Pope Francis, the fascist Pope, who's your daddy? And I mean that. Because the Jesuits are not fighting for Jesus Christ. It says here in John chapter 16, verse 2, that there will be people who will kill thinking they're doing God a service. And that's exactly what the Jesuits think they're doing, and they're not. I don't want to hear people tell me the Jesuits are not part of the Catholic Church, because that is a lie from the pit of hell, and I ain't buying it. I defy, denounce, and rebuke and reject the Jesuits, the Catholic, the Roman Catholicism, and the Pope. Pope Francis Pope Francis is not my Pope. If you don't like that, I don't care. I don't care. Listen, I'm not trying to be angry about it, but I'm going to preach it as it is. And if people don't like that, I don't care. It is better to be obedient to God than it is to man. And I will do what I can to preach the truth in love, but to preach the truth in authority. Can I get an amen from God's people on that? Oh yeah, I shut my phone off. I don't want to do the sounds, because if I do, it might get a call and that might screw everything up. But anyways, so they are obedience to the Roman pontiff. In 1540, Pope Paul III approved the plan of the new order. Loyola was the choice of his companions for the office of general. The Society of Jesus developed rapidly under his hand. When he died, there were about 1,000 Jesuits divided into 12 administrative units called province. Three of these were in Italy. Dun dun dun. I don't know why. I was probably not a dun 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 moment, but I'm. Anyways, a like number in Spain, two in Germany, which is quite interesting. You know why? You know where Martin Luther came from? He was a friar from Germany. Think about that. And by the way, I gotta make this clear. I'm not saying that Martin Luther was a Jesuit, but he didn't fully pull out of the Catholic Church either. Just saying. If you don't like that, take that up with God. Don't get mad at me. Okay? And by the way, if anybody here hates me for what I preach, you don't really hate me. You hate God. Eventually, you're going to have to stand before God you're going to stand before God and give an account for that. I will stand before God and give an account to what I preached on. We're all going to stand before God and get judged. Whether you are a believer, you're going to stand before the Bema seat of Christ, which is the rewards, you know, subtraction or addition of rewards. And for the non-believer, it's going to be the great white throne. Okay? It is what it is. Anyways, one in France, one in Portugal, and two overseas in India. That's interesting. I didn't know that. In Brazil. Loyola was in his last years much accompanied with Germany and India, to which he sent his famous followers Peter Canisius and Francis Xavier. He also dispatched missionaries to the Congo region and to Ethiopia. In 1546, Loyola secretly received into the society Francis Borgia. Borgia. He sounds like a crook. Just, I mean, I don't know. That's just probably my flesh speaking. But Borgia just sounds like a crook. Duke of Gandia and Viceroy of Catalonia. When knowledge of this became public, 4 years it created a sensation. Borgia organized the Spanish provinces of the order and became third general. Loyola left his mark on Rome. He founded the Roman College embryo of the Gregorian University and the Germanicum and Seminary for German candidates for the priesthood. He also established a home for fallen women and one for converted Jews. Interesting. let's see here. Let's continue more. Let's see here. I'm not trying to cherry pick. I'm just trying to, and I'm not, I don't mean to cherry pick, but I just want to kind of, let's see here. While general of the order, Loyola was frequently sick. In January of 1551, he became so ill that he begged his associates, though to no purpose, to accept his resignation as superior. Despite his condition, he continued to direct the order until his death in July 1556. Ignatius Loyola was beatified by Pope Paul, I think that's the 10th, in 1609, and canonized by Pope Gregory in, what is that? Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what that number is. I got to be honest with you. I sometimes have a hard time with Roman numerals, but basically by Pope Gregory in 1622. You know, I'm going to tell you something. The Roman Catholic Church see this guy as a saint. He's a murderer. Why? Ignatius is a murderer. By the way, did you know that in, was it 1605? November 5th of 1605, I think it was. The Jesuits hired a guy named Guy Fawkes to try to assassinate King James. And by the way, it was the same King James that was to translate this Bible that you have in your hands. The Jesuits hired Guy Fawkes to put gunpowder under Parliament to try to assassinate King James. And it was the same King James that had translated, that had 50-some-odd guys translate the King James Bible that you have today. That should show you folks that the Roman Catholic Church does not like your King James Bible. No wonder why they had it on their forbidden books list. Roman Catholicism should be ashamed of themselves. They are a bunch of pagan, you know, they're just a bunch of pagans. I'm going to tell you something. Constantine, regardless of what Catholics will tell you, Constantine was the first pope. And you know why? Because he was the one that married paganism with Christianity. It's Christian paganism is what it is. It's nonsense. Can I get an amen on that? That is, Roman Catholicism is nonsense. Now listen, if you're Catholic, listen, I hope and pray that you get saved. And if you get saved, I pray and hope you come out of that church. You can't be born again and be in the Catholic Church. That's a big conflict of interest. Because if you were truly saved, you'd be out of the Catholic Church. You can't be born again and be in the Catholic Church. No, you have to be out. Listen, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to tell it as it is. And I'm going to be firm about it. I'm not going to apologize. I'm going to stand firm. If people don't like that, then I can't help you. I'm sorry. It is what it is, okay? It is what it is, okay? Now, we had talked about... Now, I want to kind of get into the next thing I want to talk about is this Jesuit oath, okay? Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read these two things, okay? The following oath is said to be on record in Paris among the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, okay? The Jesuit oath. Now in the presence of Almighty God, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Blessed Michael, the Archangel, the Blessed Saint John the Baptist, the Holy Apostle Saint Peter, and Saint Paul, and the saints and sacred hosts of heaven, and to you, my ghostly Father. That doesn't make sense. God's a spirit. You know what I'm saying? That's just weird. You know, like, when you just, like, read it, it just sounds really weird. Maybe that's just me. Do declare from my heart, without mental reservation, that His Holiness Pope Urban is Christ's vicar. The Jesuits even claim that the Pope is Christ's vicar. Man, that's embarrassing. But not surprising. That's just wrong. Okay. General and as the true head, the true and only head of the Catholic or universal church throughout the earth? Excuse me. Last time I checked, my Bible says that Jesus Christ is the head of the church, not the Pope. That's not right. And that by the virtue of keys of binding and loosing given to His Holiness, I'd say unholiness because that's what the Pope is. He's unholy. But that's not what it says. It says to give in to His Holiness. Let's see here. By my Savior, Jesus Christ, He hath power to depose heretical kings, princesses, states, commonwealths, and governments. All being illegal without His sacred confirmation, and that they may safely be destroyed, therefore, to the utmost of my power, I shall and will defend this doctrine and His Holiness's rights and customs against all usurpers of the heretical or Protestant authority whatsoever, especially against the now pretend authority of, and Church of England and all inherents in regard that they and she be usurpable and heretical, opposing the sacred Mother Church of Rome. Yes, I oppose the Pope and the Roman Catholic Church because I ain't Catholic and I ain't gonna ever be Catholic. Let's see here. I do renounce and disown any allegiance as due to any heretical king, prince, or state named Protestants or obedience to any of their inferior magistrates or officers. I do further declare that the doctrine of the Church of England, of the Calvinists, Huguenots, and of other the name of Protestants to be damnable. Boy, you know, I must be damnable because I have a King James Bible. I'm going to tell you something. That's just ridiculous. You read that, and it's just... You see just the Jesuits, how wicked they are. You know what I'm saying? And they themselves are damned. Really? and to be damned that will not forsake the same. I further declare that I will help, assist, and advise all or any of His Holiness, Holiness's agents in any place, whether I shall be in England, Scotland, Ireland, or any other territory or kingdom I shall come to do my utmost to extirpate the heretical Protestants' doctrine and to destroy all their pretend powers, regal or otherwise. Let's see here. I do further promise and declare that notwithstanding I am dispensed with to assume any religion heretical for the propagating of the Mother Church's interest to keep secret and private all her agents, councils from time to time, as they entrust me, not to divulge directly or indirectly by word, writing, or circumstances whatsoever, but to execute all that shall be purposed, given in charge, or discovered unto me by you, my ghostly father, or by any of this sacred covenant. All which I do swear by the Blessed Trinity and Blessed Sacrament, which I now am to receive to perform on my part to inevitably and do call thee, all the heavenly and glorious hosts of heaven, to witness that these my real intentions to keep this oath and testimony hereof, I take this holy and blessed sacrament of the Eucharist and witness the same further with my hand and seal in the face of this holy covenant this day of this and all that other stuff. I'm going to tell you something. Just having to read that mouthful of information, that's sinister. Can I get an amen on that? That's sinister. Now, okay, the second one, the Jesuit extreme oath of induction is recorded in the journals of the 62 U.S. Congress, third session, House calendar number 397, House Bill 1523, contested election case of Eugene C. Bonnywill against Thos S. Butler, February 15th and 1913, page 3215 to 3216. That was a mouthful. I, so-and-so, now in the presence of Almighty God, the Blessed Virgin, the Blessed Michael the Archangel, the Blessed Saint John the Baptist, the Holy Apostles, Peter and Paul, and all the saints, sacred hosts of heaven, and to you, my ghostly Father, the Superior General of the Society of Jesus, founded by Saint Ignatius Loyola, and the pontification of Paul the Third, and continued to the present, do by the womb of the Virgin, the Matrix of God, and the Rod of Jesus Christ, declare and swear that His Holiness the Pope is Christ Vice Regent, and is the true and holy head of the Catholic or Universal Church throughout the earth, and that by the virtue of the keys of binding and loosing giving to His Holiness by my Savior Jesus Christ, He hath power to depose heretical kings, princes, states, commonwealths, and governments, all being illegal without His sacred confirmation, and that they may be safely destroyed. There's more. I do further declare that I will help and assist and advise all or any of His Holiness agents in any place where I shall be, and do my utmost to extirpate the heretical Protestant or liberal. Think about that. Liberal doctrines, and to destroy all their pretend powers, legal or otherwise. I do further promise and declare that notwithstanding I am dispensed with to assume any religion heretical for the propagating of the Mother Church's interest to keep secret and private all her agents' counsels from time to time as they may instruct me, and not to divulge directly or indirectly by word, writing, or circumstance whatever, but to execute all that shall be proposed, given in charge, or discovered unto me by you, my ghostly Father. I do further promise and declare that I will have no opinion or will of my own. Jesuits don't have a free will. They're mindless zombie robots that just do whatever they've been told to. That's what... You see, they don't have a free will. Freemasonry don't have a free will. The Illuminati don't have a free will. The Roman Catholic and Roman Catholicism, there is no free will. The Jesuits don't have a free will. They just said that. If you want to get mad at me, get mad at them. I'm reading basically their own words. And they're part of the Catholic Church. Man, I'm telling you, this is why I'm exposing all this. That's right, sister. When there's no free will, you're in bondage. And that's exactly what Roman Catholicism, and that's what the Jesuits, that's what the Freemasons, that's what the Illuminati, that's what they all do. They put you in bondage. Can I get an amen on God's people, from God's people on that? That, sister, thank you for mentioning that. God bless you. Okay, where was I? I got really excited on that. I'm sorry. I get really excited when I just preach the word and all this stuff. I just get really excited. Let's see here. Okay, I will have no opinion or will of my own or any mental reservation whatever, even as a corpse or a cadaver, but unhesitatingly obey each and every command that I may receive from my superiors in the militia of the Pope. Dun, dun, dun. You see, they report to the Pope, which is the head of the Roman Catholic Church. Again, if you think that the Jesuits are not part of the Catholic Church, you are seriously mistaken. I just read it right there. I'm reading their words. If you don't like what I just said, get mad at them. Because guess what? I am reading their words. That's final. Okay? I'm reading their information. I'm not reading my own. But it doesn't stop at Pope. It says, I may receive from my superiors in the militia of the Pope and Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you something. They do not worship Jesus Christ. They worship the Antichrist. That is who their father is. You know why? Because Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what these Jesuits do. By the way, it gets worse than that, okay? That I will go to any part of the world whatsoever without murmuring and will be submissive in all things whatsoever communicated to me. I do further promise and declare that I will, when opportunity presents, make a wage relentless war, secretly or openly against all heretics, Protestants and liberals, as I am directed to do and extirpate and exterminate them from the face of the whole earth. And I will spare neither sex, age, nor condition, and that I will hang, waste, boil, and flay, strangle, and bury alive these infamous heretics, rip up the stomachs and wombs of their women, and crush their infants' heads against the wall in order to annihilate forever their execrable race. Listen. Okay, I know that was really graphic, and I apologize, okay? That was really graphic. But let me tell you something, folks. That's the Jesuits for you. They're killers. And they will not hesitate. Who is your daddy? Jesuits, who's your father? It's not God. It's Satan. The Jesuits serve Satan. What does that tell you about Roman Catholicism? Think on that. That when the same cannot be done openly, I will secretly use the poison cup, the strangulation cord, the steel of the poniard, or the leaden bullet, regardless of the honor, rank, dignity, or authority of the person or persons, whatsoever may be their condition in life, either public or private, as I at any time be directed so to do by any agent of the Pope or superior of the Brotherhood of the Holy Faith of the Society of Jesus. They gotta quit calling themselves the Society of Jesus. They gotta call themselves the Society of Satan. But guess what? The Society of Jesus, that's not Jesus Christ. That's the other Jesus. What does that tell you about Roman Catholicism? What does that tell you about how bad they are? Roman Catholicism is a pagan, blasphemous, Babylonian witchcraft religion. Folks, there are only two religions in the world. It is Bible Christianity and witchcraft. If it's not Bible Christianity, you are in witchcraft. It's not complicated. It's not complicated. Okay? Now, I was trying to look up some people that may be Catholic Jesuit co-joder, Catholic Jesuit people, okay? United States House of Representatives leadership, okay? Steve Scalise, okay, says that he was an American Roman Catholic, graduated from Archbishop Rumuel High School in the highly Roman Catholic state of Louisiana. House Minority Whip Steve, that's Steny Hoyer. Hoyer was trained by Jesuits at the Georgetown University Law Center. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, the Honey Badger. I call her Nancy the Witch Pelosi because she is a witch. I mean, she really is a witch. I mean, she's wicked. By the way, Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House. And I found out from one of my bosses today, this is the second time that Nancy Pelosi has become Speaker of the House. This is not the first time. She was Speaker of the House before. Okay? Nancy Pelosi describes herself as a devout Catholic. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy comes from an Irish Catholic family. By the way, he's pictured with the Pope. Oh, by the way, I will post this on my video so that you can actually see the sources of where I'm getting all this. I'm not making this up. If you want to go check out these sources, I will put these sources on so that you can see where I'm getting this stuff from. Okay? United States Senate leadership. Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn graduated with a law degree from Catholic St. Mary's University. Oh, wow, look at me. I have a law degree. Man, what's up with all these degrees? Hey, listen. Of course you need a law degree to be a lawyer. Okay, I understand that. Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't make fun of the whole law degree, but look at, he just has a law degree. Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin. Man, if I had a first name like that, I'd change it. Dick Durbin was trained by Jesuits at the Georgetown University School of Foreign Service and the Georgetown University Law Center. He is openly Catholic. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Chuck the Jackrabbit Schumer. I call him Jackrabbit because he is a jackrabbit. By the way, if you know what a jackrabbit is, it's a rabbit with really big ears. It's actually probably not a good name for him because he don't listen. He's so stubborn. Anyways, Chuck Schumer is Jewish, yet has expressed his love for the current Jesuit Pope Francis the Fascist Pope. He loves the current Jesuit Pope to such a degree, in fact, that Schumer insists he loved the Pope more than the Catholic Senator LaHaye. He loves the Pope more than anybody else. No wonder why Chuck Schumer is so screwed up in the head. That guy's brainwashed. He's brainwashed by the... I bet you he 2-1. He's brainwashed by the Pope. The Pope brainwashed him. That's what happened. That guy's brainwashed. Schumer is also seen at the Al Smith dinners, which are the elite annual Catholic dinner in New York City where the Archbishop of New York attends, along with the presidential candidates and the election years. By the way, the Al Smith dinner and the 2016 run for president, okay? President Donald Trump was sitting next to Hillary Rodham Clinton at that dinner. Presidential candidate Donald Trump was next to Hillary Clinton at that Jesuit dinner. At that Catholic dinner. Why would he ever attend that? If I was running for president and if I was on the top two, I'd say forget it. I'm not going to that thing. Rather go home and be with my family. Focus on the race. Wouldn't go to no nonsense Catholic dinners. Yet Trump was spotted with Hillary Clinton at that dinner. Just saying, he was. Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is just as controlled as any other in ecumenical apostate Baptist prostate stooge, welcoming the Pope and referring to that Antichrist as His Holiness. Mitch McConnell referred the Pope as His Holiness. I don't care about the Pope's title. He's about as unholy as the devil himself. The Pope is unholy. He's disgusting. He is abominable. I don't know how anyone can ever greet the... That just boggles my mind. By the way, for those of you that know who Paul Ryan is, Paul Ryan was the former Speaker of the House. Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, the former Speaker of the House, is an openly Roman Catholic. Okay, check this out. You guys, I'm going to get really hated on for this. I'm really going to get hated on for this. And I bet you I'm going to probably receive probably messages from pro-Trumpers saying that I'm wrong. Vice President Mike Pence, the president of the Senate, has described himself as an evangelical Catholic. Mike Pence is an evangelical Catholic. Listen. I mean, why? Why? Mike Pence describes himself as an evangelical Catholic. I've had friends that tell me that there were suspicions that he may have had a Catholic background. Apparently, according to what I researched, they might be right. He's a Catholic. I'm telling you, these Jesuits need to be gone from our nation. The Jesuits are quite damning. If there's anyone that needs to have, like, if there's anyone, any group of people that needs to have the judgment of God on them, it's the Jesuits. They're terrible people. The Jesuits are terrible murderers and thieves. And they are of their father, the devil. Why? Because the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he was a murderer from the beginning. The Jesuits are terrible. And our some of our founding fathers knew that. Which brings me to my final set of stuff. I'm going to read you quotes of people. I'm going to read quotes to you from those who knew about the Jesuits. Okay? John Adams, 1735 to 1826, second president of the United States. This is what he says about the Jesuits. My history of the Jesuits is not eloquently written, but it is supported by unquestionable authorities and is very particular and very horrible. There, the Jesuit orders restoration in 1814 by Pope Pius XII is indeed a step toward darkness, cruelty, despotism, and death. I do not like the appearance of the Jesuits. If ever there was a body of men who merited eternal damnation on earth and in hell, it is the Society of Loyola. The Jesuits. And remember, the Jesuits are the military of the Vatican. That's not, and by the way, what I just read to you, that's not what I said. That is what John Adams said. If you don't believe me, go check the link for yourself. Okay, go check the link for yourself. Marquis de Lafayette, pardon my French. 1757 to 1834, French statesman and general. He served in the American Continental Army under the command of General George Washington during the American Revolutionary War. This is what he said about the Jesuits. He said, it is my opinion that if the liberties of this country, the United States of America, are destroyed, it will be by the subtlety of the Roman Catholic Jesuit priests, for they are the most crafty, dangerous enemies to civil and religious liberty. They have instigated most of the wars of Europe. Like I said, the Jesuits are an extension of the Roman Catholic Church. What does that tell you about Roman Catholicism, people? What does that tell you? Marquis de Lafayette had said all that I just read. I didn't say it. By the way, if you want to be mad, don't be mad at me. Be mad at them, because they're the ones that said it. By the way, that is a warning. I'm going to tell you something right now. Our liberties are being taken away because we have Jesuits swarming in our nation, and we got people in Washington, D.C. who are Jesuit trained. This is why our liberties are being taken away. This is why America has compromised. This is why America is turning into a pagan nation. America is a pagan nation now, and it's starting to turn into a pagan nation. America is no longer. By the way, if there's anything that I would probably agree with on Barack Hussein Obama, the only thing I'd probably agree with him on is when he said that America is no longer a Christian nation. By the way, here's why he's right. Because there are Jesuits infiltrating America. There's Jesuits infiltrating. And because of that, we're losing our rights. We're losing that biblical standard. We have now then started to become a pagan nation. How Obama would ever admit that, I don't even know why. I don't even like the guy. I never even voted for the guy. The guy's a weirdo. He's a creep. For some reason, he keeps popping up like a bad penny. But there is a little bit of truth in what Obama said about us not being a Christian nation anymore. There is some truth to that. But that doesn't mean that he is right and that he's holy and righteous and all that. No, he's about the most corrupt. He's the most corrupt person. He was the most corrupt president that this nation has ever seen. And he should be tried for treason. Obama should be tried for treason and put away for life. He should be sent to Gitmo and stay there and not even return. He is wicked. He's a two-faced, wicked man. Can I get an amen from God's people on that? Abraham Lincoln, 1809 to 1865, the 16th president of the United States. Okay? No. Please see the end of this document for full quotation by Lincoln. So here's part of that quotation from Lincoln. Okay? Part of it. Okay? The war, i.e. the American Civil War of 1861 to 1865, would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. Dun dun dun. You see how wicked the Jesuits are? They're so bad. They're so corrupt. And I'm probably going to get hated on big league for all this. Probably going to get hated on. Just saying. Samuel Morse, 1791 to 1872. American inventor of the telegraph. Author of the book Foreign Conspiracy Against the Liberties of the United States. Okay? Again, this is part of the quotation. The Jesuits are a secret society, a sort of Masonic order. Dun, dun, dun! See, I have my suspicions that the Roman Catholic Church is the one who's behind the Freemasons and all these occultic groups. Turns out that that quote might actually back up my suspicions. A sort of Masonic order with a super dad features of revolting, odious, and 1,000 times more dangerous. You got that right. Edmund Paris, author of the book The Secret History of the Jesuits. The public is practically unaware of the overwhelming responsibility carried by the Vatican. Carried by the Vatican and its Jesuits. And the starting of the two world wars, a situation which may be explained in part by their gigantic finances at the disposition of the Vatican and its Jesuits, giving them power in so many spheres, especially since the last conflict. Edmund Paris said that. R.W. Thompson, ex-secretary, American Navy. The Jesuits are the deadly enemies of civil and religious liberty. Why do you think the Bible and why do you think preachers are getting attacked? It's because the Jesuits have infiltrated churches. Kenneth Copeland, I'm wondering if Kenneth Copeland is one of those Jesuits, because he seems to love Pope Francis. You know what I'm saying? He seems to love him. Here, the infamous shorty by the name of Napoleon Bonaparte. Yes, he's short. He's so short that he makes everything look like a giant. That's a joke. But anyways, no more short jokes. Okay, Napoleon Bonaparte, 1769 to 1821, the Emperor of the French. This is what he said. The Jesuits are a military organization, not a religious order. Their chief is a general of an army, not the mere father abbot of a monastery, and the aim of his, of this organization is power. Power in its most despotic exercise, absolute power, universal power, power to control the world by the violation of a single man, i.e. the Black Pope, the superior general of the Jesuits. Jesuitism is the most absolute of despotisms, and at the same time, the greatest and most enormous of abuses. That was Napoleon Bonaparte. He said that. Fyodor Dostoevsky, 1821-1881. Pardon my Russian. We don't sprechen the same Deutsch. I can't pronounce Russian names, but famous Russian novelist. The Jesuits are simply the Romish army for the earthly sovereignty of the world in the future, with the Pontiff of Rome for emperor. That's their ideal. It is simple lust of power, a filthy earth gain of domination, something like a universal servitum with them, i.e. the Jesuits, as masters. That's all they stand for. They don't even believe in God, perhaps. I'm reading, you know, these things to show you how bad and wicked the Jesuits are. They're terrible. The oath is even worse. Oh, my word. I just... Oh, man. That just makes me want to wash my face after having to see all that, not all that stuff from the Jesuit oath. Woo, that was violent. Robert Jefferson, Breckinridge, March 8th, 1800s to December 27th, 1871, was a politician and Presbyterian minister. The Society of Jesus, i.e. the Jesuit order, is the enemy of man. The whole human race should unite for its overthrow. Hey, I like that. I like what he's... Okay, here's the thing. He's got a point. And I'm not trying to say that it's good to be anarchist, but I'm going to tell you something. The Jesuits are so terrible. Look, the whole human race should unite for its overthrow. He even says it's so bad. They're worse than we think. For there's no alteration between its total extirpation and the absolute corruption and degradation of mankind. Let's see here. James Parton, an American historian. If you trace up Masonry through all its orders till you come to the grand tip-top head of Mason of the world, you will discover that the dread individual and the chief of the Society of Jesus, i.e. the superior general of the Jesuit order, are one and the same person. Dun, dun, dun. Let me read that again. If you trace up Masonry through all its orders till you come to the grand tip-top head, Mason of the world, you will discover that the dread individual and the chief of the Society of Jesus, i.e. the superior general of the Jesuit order, or the Black Pope, are one and the same person. F. Topper Sassi, author of the book Rulers of Evil. The Roman Inquisition has been administered since 1542 by the Jesuits. Pope Clement the... What is it? Oh, I always have a hard time with Roman numerals. So please forgive me. I just have a hard time with it. But this Pope Clement, by the way, this Pope Clement was the one who had forever abolished the Jesuit order in 1773. Okay? He was the one that abolished it. Okay? Alas, I knew they, i.e. the Jesuits, would poison me, but I did not expect to die in so slow and cruel a manner. 1774. Um, Cusack MF, the Black Pope. In Roman Catholic circles, it is well known that the Black Pope is the term used for the Superior General of the Jesuits, as the Pope is always robed in white and the Jesuit Superior General in black. The contrast is obvious, but those Romanists who do not greatly love the Jesuits, and their number is not limited, use the term as indicating that the Black Pope rules the white pope, even while the former, i.e. the Black Pope, is obligated to make at least a show of submission to the latter. Okay, I just think about this for a second. What is usually on a Freemasonic floor? A black and white floor. A black and white checkered floor. You see that there is a black and white pope because of the color of their robes. The black pope wears black, wears the black because he is the Jesuit general. I don't know. That's a thought. But think about that for a second. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's an interesting thought. The Jesuits are the only religious order in the Church of Rome which has lain under the ban of the White Pope, or which has been expelled from any country because of its interference in politics. Hence, we may expect to find that to obtain political power forms a main feature in the plans of the Society of Jesus, i.e. the Jesuit Order, 1896. Jeremiah J. Crowley was the Irishman ex-priest in the Roman Catholic Church, author of the book of Romanticism, Menace to the Nation. The Jesuit Superior General is the head of his black and mute militia, which thinks, wills, acts, obeys as the passive instrument of his designs. Their whole life must have but one aim, the advancement of the Jesuit order to which they are attached. Friedrich von Hardenberg. Sorry, pardon my German. I would like to learn German. I'm actually wanting to learn German because it's an interesting language. But anyways, that's a whole new another thing. But he's a German philosopher. Never before in the course of the world's history had a society, i.e. the Jesuit order, appeared. The old Roman Senate itself did not lay schemes for world domination with greater certainty of success. Let's see here. Ooh, okay. The infamous two-faced devil from the pit of hell named Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler, 1889 to 1945, Nazi leader and chancellor of Germany from 1933 to 1945. This is what Hitler said about the Jesuits. Above all, I have learned from the Jesuits, and so did Lenin too. As far as I recall, the world has never known anything quite so splendid as the hierarchical structure of the Roman Catholic Church. There was quite a few things I simply appropriated from the Jesuits for the use of the Nazi Party. Did you catch that? Hitler used the appropriation. He used... things from the Jesuits and incorporated into the Nazi Party. So basically, the Nazi Party that he was the head of was like an extension of the Jesuits, which is an extension of the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican. What does that tell you about Nazism? What does that tell you about the Jesuits? What does that tell you about Roman Catholicism? What does that tell you? What it tells you is they're wicked. Lord Palmerston, okay, this is what he said. The presence of the Jesuits in any country, Romanists, i.e. Catholic or Protestant, is likely to breed social disturbance. You want to know something? He's right. Why do we have a social disturbance in our nation? Why? Because the Jesuits infiltrated, and because the Jesuits infiltrated, we we are starting to become a pagan nation. Think about that. We have so much social disturbances. Why? Because the Jesuits infiltrated our nation, infiltrated our churches, infiltrated our homes, infiltrated politics. And some of the people that I just read out loud gave warning. I didn't give warning. They did. I'm reading what they said. One more, and then we'll close. Brigadier General Thomas M. Harris. Okay? This is what he said. The organization of the Roman Catholic hierarchy is a complete military despotism of which the Pope is the ostensible, apparent, seeming head, but of which the Black Pope, the Superior General of the Jesuits, is the real head. The Black Pope is the head of the Order of the Jesuits and is called a general, i.e. the Superior General. He not only has commanded of his own order, but also directs and controls the general policy of the Roman Catholic Church. What does that even tell you even more about Roman Catholicism? Think about it. He, the Black Pope, is the power behind the throne and is the real potential head of the hierarchy. The whole machine is under the strictest rules of military discipline. The whole thought and will of this machine to plan, purpose, and execute is found in its head. There is no independence of thought or of action in its subordinate parts, which means you have no free will and you are bound. You are in bondage to them. Roman Catholicism does not give you freedom. Roman Catholicism puts you in bondage. The Jesuits put you in bondage. Can I get an amen from God's people on that? They put you in bondage. The whole thought and will of this machine to plan, purpose, execute is found in this head. There's no independence of thought or of action in subordinate parts. Implicit and unquestioning obedience to the orders of superiors and authority is the sworn duty of the priesthood of every grade. And that's actually all the ones that I have. Okay? I want to close. Listen, you guys. I love you guys very much. Okay? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be angry. But the Jesuits do make me angry, and they make me angry because of what they stand for. The Jesuits make me angry because of the fact they go around killing people thinking they're doing God a service. Let me reread that passage to you again. John chapter, hang on a second. That's not it. John chapter 16 verse 2. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. That is what Hitler was brainwashed into thinking. And that is what the Jesuits are all about. They are killing, thinking they're doing God a service. The Jesuits are cold-blooded murderers. And the stuff they do make me angry. Listen, I love you guys very much, okay? my hope and prayer is that if you're a Catholic and you're not born again, I just pray and hope that you can accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Come out of that church. Be free. Jesus says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." If you're here, if you're watching this today and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, okay, today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, you'll be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who he says he is and that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you go before the Lord Jesus Christ with a sincere heart and confess that you are a sinner, and you confess your sins and ask him to forgive you and to cleanse you and to invite him into your heart and life, and to fill you with your spirit, but most importantly, to put your faith and trust in him and what he did for you at the cross, you'll be saved. Listen, your works cannot buy you into heaven. Praying to Mary, praying to all these idols is not going to save you. Jesus Christ and what he did for you at the cross will save you if you only put your faith and trust in what he did for you. It is not about your works. Your works are as filthy rags to God. Amen. Will you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today? Jesus Christ, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Listen, I'm pleading with you, please. Please, if you're Catholic, please come out of the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is abominable. And they're only brainwashing you so that you can serve their needs. And you have no free will. The Lord Jesus Christ came and died and resurrected so he could set you free. Please, I'm pleading with you, come out of the Catholic Church. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and what he did for you. Amen. There's only one way to heaven, and that is only through Jesus Christ. There's only one way to the Father. It's only through Jesus Christ you can ever go to the Father. Listen, I want you to take everything I said and I want you to match it with this Bible. If what I said does not match with this Bible, then let God be true and every man a liar. If I'm wrong, then God will chasten and correct me and rebuke me and show me where I'm wrong. And one of these days, I will have to stand before him to give an account to everything I did in this body, and it's going to either be an addition or subtraction of rewards. But if I am right, then I pray that he will show you what I'm talking about. Amen. Listen, I'm going to play a 43-second clip of a hymn. While this is going, I want you to think about everything I said. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you something. The Jesuits are no good. They're cold-blooded murderers, and they don't want anything but to put you under the submission of the Pope. Because guess what? They only hear what the Pope says. They take their orders from the Pope. And by the way, Pope Francis, the fascist pope. I call him a fascist pope because he is a fascist. He is a socialist. He is the opposite of freedom. He is a Jesuit pope, and yet he is putting himself into other religions and bringing religions together for the sake of peace. Why? Because he's trying to create the one world religion. And yet he is a Jesuit. There's two Jesuit popes. And Pope Francis, the fascist pope, is a Jesuit pope. And he is going to do nothing but lie to you, deceive you, put you in bondage, and brainwash you into thinking that everything he is doing is right. That's what he's going to do. Pope Francis is a liar and the father. He is a liar. There is no truth in the Pope. He really is a Antichrist. He may not be the Antichrist, but he is a Antichrist. You need to start questioning your priests. And all you born again Christians, let me take a step back. All you so-called born again Christians who say they're born again but are not, but lie. All you so-called born again Christians, so-called, you need to start questioning your pastor. You need to start getting into the Word of God and start questioning what your pastor preaches. And even all you born again brothers and sisters, you need to start questioning. Start asking questions. Start connecting dots. Start be a Sherlock. Investigate these things. Put things on trial. Test the spirit. Amen. Test the spirit. Listen, I know I spoke very passionately tonight, but stuff, these heresies, these lies, I get passionate about exposing these things. I don't know why, but I have a passion at exposing these things. I'm not even sure why I have that passion. I just do. So I'm going to play this hymn, this 43-second him, okay? Draw me near. I want you to take what I said and think about it. Amen? And after that, we'll close out the program. Okay? Here it is. It's Draw Me Near. Listen, guys, I love you, okay? But here's the thing. I have to preach on stuff like this. I have to be a faithful watchman. If I fail to warn, then I'm going to have blood on my hands. But if I'm right, if I am right, and if people choose to reject, God's going to hold you responsible. He will. Okay. He holds his watch. And by the way, if a watchman is not doing his job, he's going to hold the watchman responsible. But if the watchman is doing his job and the people reject it, he's going to hold those people responsible, not his watchman. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. God bless you. I want you guys to please pray for me. Please pray for this ministry. Pray for our sermon audio ministry. Pray for our YouTube ministry. Pray for our Facebook ministry. Pray that God will take these videos, use them for His glory, for His honor, and for His purpose. Pray that God will take this into the uttermost nations, that people can hear and receive the good news. Amen. Listen, you know, I hope you guys got something out of this, and I hope this was a blessing to you and very informative. I hope it was a very informative message. The stuff that I have, okay, I'm going to put all the links, all the sources that I have, I'm going to put them on the video. So if you have questions, you can go to those and you can see the sources where I got them. Okay. To show you what I'm talking about. Amen. I think the next Pastor Brandon Live, I'm going to talk about the Illuminati. Okay. I'm going to kind of leave you with a cliffhanger. Okay. Tonight, the last two Pastor Brandon Lives, you learned about Roman Catholicism. Why Roman Catholicism is not Christian, but is a pagan religion. It's Babylonian witchcraft. Tonight, you've heard me talk about why the Jesuits are the worst beings on the face of this earth. I've talked about the Jesuits, okay? If the Lord willing, I'll talk a little bit about the Illuminati. Okay, here's why. Because the founder of the Illuminati was a ex-Jesuit priest. And the stuff that he had learned as a Jesuit, he incorporated into creating the Illuminati. The Illuminati, in a sense, was founded by a Roman Catholic. He was a Roman Catholic. Why? Because the Jesuits are Roman Catholic. Their allegiance is to the Pope. An ex-Jesuit priest founded the Illuminati. Okay? So, that's the cliffhanger. If the Lord willing, next Pastor Brandon Live, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Illuminati. Okay? By the way, what's today? Today's Tuesday, right? Yeah. So Thursday is going to be Fishers of Men. We're going to continue in Hebrews 11. So if you guys are able to tune in, okay, please tune in then. Tomorrow, maybe if the Lord willing, I might do a devotional. We'll see. But Thursday, we're going to do a Fishers of Men. Friday's going to be a Pastor Brandon Life. Amen. So with that said, please pray for us. Pray for me. Pray for the ministry. Please pray for my family. And if there's anything that you want to talk about, listen, I'm here for you. Okay, I'm here to answer questions. If you want me to pray for you, okay, please let me know. I'll pray for you. Okay. So with that said, this is Pastor Brandon. I'm going to be signing off for the evening. I love you guys. God bless you. You guys have a great night. God bless you. Remember, think Bible. And also remember to study to show thyself approved. Amen. I love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you next time. God bless. Bye.